Good afternoon. Activists marched through Sevilla yesterday calling for debt cancellation, climate justice and taxing the super rich on the eve of a UN summit on financing development that critics say lacks ambition and scope. The four-day meeting, held once every decade, promises to take on poverty, disease and climate change by mapping out the global framework for development. But the United States' decision to pull out and wealthy countries' shrinking appetite for foreign aid has dampened hopes that the summit will bring about any significant change. Greenpeace members carried a float depicting billionaire Elon Musk as a baby wielding a chainsaw seated on a terrestrial globe. Others held up banners reading "Make human rights great again, tax justice now and make polluters pay." Hours earlier, the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said that the very fact that this conference is happening whilst conflict is raging across the globe is a reason to be hopeful. Two fugitives wanted by authorities in Pakistan have been arrested here in Spain. The accused included one who was wanted in 23 cases of terrorism, murder and kidnapping. They were apprehended on Interpol red notices issued at Pakistan's request. Legal proceedings are now underway to extradite the two men to stand trial in Pakistan. The arrest follows a recent visit by Pakistan's Minister of State for the Interior, Talal Chowdhury. He met with the Interior Minister, Fernando Grande Malasca, and formally requested the arrest and the extradition of the two fugitives. The individuals had managed to evade justice for years, exploiting legal loopholes and a lack of coordination between international enforcement agencies. A woman whose age and personal details have not yet been released died in a collision between a jet ski and a motorboat in Manilva on Saturday evening. The accident happened at around 7:25 p.m. at the Los Toros beach. Guardia Civil officers, a maritime rescue boat and an ambulance were mobilised to the scene, but the victim could not be saved. And a remarkable journey came to an end over the weekend as 21-year-old Henry Moores arrived in Denia on the northern Casablanca, having walked all the way from Manchester in the UK to Ibiza in flip-flops. His goal, to raise funds and awareness for Be More Fab, a UK cancer charity. Henry's arrival on Friday was met with local support as Nemo Sheehan of Walk Your Way Well and members of her walking community joined him on the final stretch along the beach. At the Denia Yacht Club, the local charity Cancer Care Javier presented Henry with a €1,000 donation, helping him move closer to his ambitious £50,000 fundraising target. The final leg of his adventure saw him cross from Denny to Ibiza by sea, towed on a giant inflatable donut behind the yacht. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.